You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.
Here we go, showtime, showtime,
showtime. Showtime.
It's showtime. Those are the words breakdancers use to introduce their acts on subway cars. But not all strap hangers welcome having strangers doing flips right in front of them. Plus, it's illegal. But the New York Times reports the de Blasio administration has set up a special space above ground where dancers can perform legally for tips. Joining us now with more on that is New York Times reporter David Goodman. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's the idea here, providing these performers a space?
Well, the idea is that, so the mayor's office last year, to back up and say, last year the police department under Bill Bratton, came in and sort of took a look at these showtime dancers and saw this was a thing that was generating a lot of complaints among riders, and they sort of wanted to address those complaints. And what they did at first was to really ramp up the number of arrests. And so you saw arrests soar, as Bill Bratton said last year. But at the same time as that was happening, you had people inside the mayor's office saying maybe there's another way to, stop this, sort of address this issue without putting people through the criminal justice system. You know, a lot of the people they found who were dancing on the subways really had very minor interactions with law enforcement, if any at all. And so they didn't want to tie those people up for, essentially engaging in an artistic endeavor. And so they came up with this idea of palm cards, essentially little cards that they could hand out to the dancers to say, don't do it here, you'll get arrested. Instead, come to a space that we've set aside. And they've created this space in Battery Park, where they will allow these guys to dance on Saturdays, and they can make money off the tips like they do in the subway, and it's completely legal.
So you report that they're undercover transit police now carrying these cards that they can hand out to breakdancers instead of arresting them, and they say what? What do they say?
They say make money, avoid arrest, dance.
And, this is a discretionary on the part of the police. They can still arrest people. So any idea what cops are doing more of? Or are there still more arrests, or are there more handing out these cards?
Well, it sounds like, according to the data that I was given from the police department, it sounds like it's about even. They've given out about 200 of these cards, and they've made about 185 arrests. Now, they've actually given cards to some of the people that they've also arrested. About 30 people who've been arrested also got cards. It's not clear if any of those people actually went and then ended up dancing in the, set aside areas. But it does seem like they're sort of moving toward, they've made fewer arrests at this point this year than they made at this point last year. It does seem like they're moving in the direction of trying to give out more of these cards and sort of warn these guys rather than making an arrest and putting them through the system. And this does sort of fit into a whole, theory of policing that the police commissioner is trying to put into effect of giving officers more discretion and giving a more formalized way of warning people that doesn't just sort of let people go, gives them another option of how to, continue what they're doing without breaking the law.
Well, the mayor came into office supporting broken windows policing, but limiting the use of stop and frisk, and then, came along the death of Eric Garner and more recently the James Blake incident. So, how does this approach towards subway dancers fit into the whole policing strategy?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, broken windows is a very pliable term. And, the mayor offered a sort of a unique, I thought, definition of broken windows for when we talked to, we got a statement from him for this article. He said broken windows doesn't mean simply arresting your way out of every minor infraction. It means, he said, quote, it means focusing on quality of life while providing pathways for all New Yorkers to reach their full potential. And I think, for a long time, broken windows, specifically meant, addressing small quality of life crimes so you don't have bigger crimes. And this is a new sort of twist on that to say, and we're going to help those people, not commit, more serious offenses.
Subway cars give these performers lots of bars to hang from and spin around, plus, of course, a captive audience. Are these Showtime dancers really choosing this new legal performance space in Battery Park instead?
Well, that's a good question. And, the mayor's office doesn't yet have a sort of formalized way of saying how well is this working. It's certainly true. There's no bars or subway poles set up in Battery Park. And, they're not doing it sort of 24-7 like the subway runs. So, one of the dancers that we interviewed, admitted that he's making less money, dancing above ground than he would make in the subway. But, you balance that off with, he's not going to get arrested and spend a day in jail and all the things that can come from that. So I do think there's a trade-off, but we don't yet know. And there has been, I think it's about a quarter of the people that were arrested for dancing in the subway this year have been previously arrested. So there's certainly the deterrent effect of the arrest is questionable, and that's why the mayor's office sort of wanted to look at what is another option to maybe get these dancers more permanently out of the subway.
David Goodman's a reporter for the New York Times. Thanks so much, David.
Thanks for having me.
This is WNYC.